Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Yes, every time I hear that station ID, it warms my heart to think that if we keep it around here at CITR long enough, there may actually in the future be some generation of newbie DJs going, "Who's Limp Bizkit, dude?" I can't wait to hear that. But in the meantime, mocking them is a great way to tell you that you're listening to CITR Radio. More specifically, you are listening to The Vampire's Ball on CITR Radio, Industrial Noise, and other fun synth-based stuff. So, what we just heard in part one, for anyone listening by podcast, or like 2 minutes ago, or last 15 minutes, I guess, if you're listening live, we heard a track of mine. My project is called Maclu, and that song is Factor X. Which then, and that was by special request from Scott Fox of Ivard and Sphere. So then I played the remix I did for Ivard and Sphere, Jigsaw, Speak Mix by Maclu, that is on Remixes Volume 1. And if you're looking for the other track, it's available for free on Last.fm. Just go look for it. Next, I think I'm going to play some Phil Western from Dad Hell. Speaking of Last.fm, I only just bothered to set up that whole scrolling thingy where you tell it what you're playing and then it tells you other music you should listen to, or at least that's the theory. The reality is you play your friends' music and the bands that you're obsessed with, and then you get to weekly watch their numbers go batshit insane because you've, say, left your iTunes on the iMac at home while coming in to do your radio show. Not that I would ever do that. And I'm noticing, at least on the playlist I have for that purpose, Phil is, really jumping up there. Mind you, part of it's because I've got so much of his stuff, but, it will be interesting to see how that, screws with at least my statistics as a listener on there. But one of the ones I've noticed coming up time and time again as I've been working on different, some of the more boring aspects of being in the music industry, like writing one sheets and stuffing envelopes, doing that this week and having this stuff in the background a few tracks, Phil's seem to beat the random thing in iTunes, because I swear Creaker, which is one of the ones I'm playing in the next set, there's no way that actually came up just once per playlist run through. It seems to be, it seemed like it came up every hour almost. But anyways, that inspired me to throw in a few tracks from Dad Hell. We're going to hear The Party's Over. We're going to hear Creaker for probably, in my case, the 15th time this week. But I don't get sick of it, so I'm not complaining. And then I'm going to play a track called Corrections. Little Phil Western here on The Vampire's Ball, CITR Radio 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR.ca.
Thank you.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
All right, a little bit of Phil Western there from Dad Hell. Corrections before that, Creaker, and before that, The Party's Over. What I'm going to play next will be a couple tracks off the brand new Frontline Assembly, improvised electronic device. I'm going to play Hostage and Release. We'll be right back.
sounds of hell never end.
New frontline assembly from improvised electronic device. Hostage and then release. Next, I'm going to play a little bit of Squarehead. This is one of the many projects undertaken by Sebastian Comore, who's in Edmonton. You may be familiar with him from Comore Commando. And I think he plays with Icona of Coil as well. Melt, and I don't know. Like, it's one of these guys with 15 bands, you know? Anyways, this one is Squarehead. The album just came out. It's called Voltage Controlled Body Music. I think it's actually, well, yeah, it's a double disc. I certainly wasn't able to squeeze everything onto one CD when I bought it. Anyways, available on iTunes, blah, 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 blah. Tracks I'm going to play will be the, well, not the title track of the album, title track of the band. A song called Squarehead, and also I will play a track called The Beast.
Thank you.
Great. Squarehead from Voltage Controlled Body Music, The Beast, and before that, Squarehead, the song. Next, we're going to hear some Landscape Body Machine from Manifest Destiny. We will hear Panic, The New Deal, and Unperson.
We'll be right back. Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Landscape Body Machine from Manifest Destiny. Last track there, Unperson. Before that, The New Deal. And the first track there, Panic. Going to play some new Mauve. From the album Ventilation, which came out in February, somewhere around there. Tracks I'm going to play will be Halt, that's the one that was mixed by John Fryer, and I'll also play A Thousand Lashes and In My Wake.
You are the sea. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Okay, move from ventilation, In My Wake, before that, 1,000 Lashes, and Halt. Next, going to close the show a little early just because it's, we're in what passes for a heat wave here in Vancouver, and, at least this particular area of the building has new air conditioning, so I think I can stand it for another set and a little bit, but that'll be it. So I'm going to play three tracks by The Birthday Massacre off of Walking with Strangers. They've been mentioning a lot lately about the upcoming album Pins and Needles. I think that comes out in September. Believe I'd have to check that. I guess I should check that. I know they're on tour in Europe this fall, so it'll obviously be out by then. So play three tracks off of this. They will be Falling Down, Red Stars, and To Die For, and then I'll come back and announce what my final track of the night is. So Birthday Massacre here on The Vampire's Ball. We'll be right back. The Birthday Massacre from the album Walking with Strangers. I think they've got a few tour dates across the United States going on in the next couple weeks. Check out their MySpace and website for more details if you're in the area and want to go. To Die For before that, Red Stars and Falling Down. As I mentioned, there will be a new album fairly soon called Pins and Needles. Actually, I think you can already pre-order it from Metropolis. Anyways, within a couple months, everyone else will have it. So as I was mentioning, it's sweltering in here, so going to be taking off a few minutes early tonight. My final track will be Selfish Nature by The Rabbit Hole off of Automaton. Figured it would be somewhat appropriate. Let's see here. Wrapping up news, I've got to talk to Kane DeLay to find out when he's going to come back on the show. But he will be back probably in two to four weeks sometime. We've got to hammer out a date. He'll be on doing another guest DJ spot. So that's coming up. And as I mentioned at the end of last week's show, our sister station here in Vancouver is CJSF out at SFU. And taking off my DJ hat and putting on my artist hat, I will be a guest on UNATOR Radio on July 30th to promote my stuff. And you get to hear some of the songs I don't know, usually wouldn't be playing on my own show, just because, you know, it's a bit of a conflict of interest. Otherwise, it could be nothing but my own tracks, really. And that's not really the whole idea. But on Ewan's show, you will hear that. It'll be, he's on noon till 1 p.m. on Fridays, and that is Pacific time. So, July 30th at noon Pacific. I believe it's 90.1 if you live in the Vancouver area, 90.1 FM for CJSF. And he does also podcasts, so after the show, of course, I will get those links and share alike. So do check that out. And I think that's pretty much it for announcements for this week. Tune in again next week. Hope you enjoyed this week's show. And for anyone who's listening live, it'll be post-show mix CD number 2. And you can find out what's on that via the blog, thevampiresball.blogspot.com, where I'll be posting playlists and all that. I'll be posting the playlist for tonight's show tomorrow afternoon, so that'll be there. And then, of course, podcast links, all that go up tomorrow afternoon as well. If you want, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I highly recommend you do it, because, hey, that's the lazy way to listen to the show. I say that as a joke, but hey, that's how I listen. I don't go and manually download my podcasts. I just have iTunes do the work for me. Beautiful thing with technology. And, of course, various other shows I listen to. Same thing. Blah, 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 blah. Time for me to get out of this hot DJ booth. So let's hear The Rabbit Hole, and then that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening.
short. That's the motto of the 2nd Annual Vancouver Short Film Festival. The festival is now accepting entries, so get your camera rolling and submit those films. Last year, 32 short films were screened from around the world, and $20,000 in prizes were awarded to BC filmmakers. Submissions must be under 15 minutes in length. The deadline for submissions is August 1st. Films will be screened at the Van City Theatre in October of this year. To view entry rules and apply online, please visit vsff.com.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! Do you understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Done.
The industrial side of music.
This has been The Vampire's Ball on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR.ca. Websites for the show are The Vampire's Ball on CITR.com and the blog at thevampiresball.blogspot.com. You can also find us on the Facebook group. Search for CITR and The Vampire's Ball, and there is also a MySpace profile for this show, myspace.com/thevampiresball. You can email to contact us at thevampiresball@gmail.com. Hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Tune in again next week, midnight to 4 a.m. for more great industrial, synth, electro, noise, and anything that relates to it. Thanks for listening. Over and out.
This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Industrial destroying things.
Oh, really? Oh, jeez.